You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
I hung up on this guy a minute ago, so I think we have him back now. Hunter, good. Welcome back.
Thank you, bro. So you said Georgia Ohio State's going to win?
Right now, I'm torn. I have not come to a final conclusion yet, which you don't have to in early May, but I think Ohio State is the team I am really most interested in, because they have enormous talent. They have at least seven first rounders on their starting team.
My money's on Alabama all the way, bro. Roll Tide.
Hunter, I'm so glad we were able to restore that call to hear that. I don't think the audience would have been able to get to the weekend without a Roll Tide. That comes under the category of not really caring what the host says. I'm calling in because I want to say Roll Tide. Joel is up next. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh,
it's Joel and Geraldine.
Okay, now I forgot. Now, are you guys
married?
What is your status?
We're married.
Okay, you're married. Okay.
And yeah, you know that. We've been married for over 30 years. You know that. You remember us, don't you?
I know that. I was just trying to make sure you remembered that.
Oh, of course. Hey,
Paul,
I got to say something.
We love you, Paul.
We love you, Paul.
Thank you.
Real quick, condolences on Phyllis. And I got to tell you a story, okay, Paul? You ready?
I am ready, Geraldine or Joe. Yeah, you're Geraldine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, get it right. Okay. Now, my mother died in 1977, and Joel's dad died in 1976. Okay, that's that. But, okay, in 2004, we built an in-law suite for Joel's mother, and she's from Brooklyn, by the way. Okay, and it was the best thing we ever did. So, back in 2013, well, we had bought a cabin in 2012, and I came home and I told Mama, I said, Mama, a butterfly flew on my beer. I said, I think that was my daddy-o. And she goes, no, Geraldine, it wasn't your daddy-o. It was your mother. Okay, now, okay, back in 2013, this is what's going to get you. Mama passed, and I went to my front yard, and I got on the ground, and because she was so good. I got on the ground and I said, Mama, you're not going to be here for my 50th birthday. So we went to our cabin on the weekend. I'm trying to suck it up. And we came back home that Sunday, and I went over to Mama's house, and I knew what was in her Mama's drawers and everything, but something made me go into this drawer. And I found two letters, Paul, believe it or not, one to Joel and one to me. Mama's saying to Joel, you were the best son I ever had. You did everything you could. Please don't grieve for me. And then my letter said the same kind of thing, but she said, P.S., you are a daughter I never had. So that's what I wanted to say, because it's Mother's Day.
And Paul.
Yes, Joel.
Hello, Paul. It's great. Nice to speak with you again.
Thank you.
I want to also talk about Georgia. I mean, Carson Beck, I think, is going to start, but then they started thinking about Vandergriff might be stepping in. But then we have this, you know, all of our running backs are hurt, but they got oh my gosh, Paul, we got this freshman running back coming in. He's about 6'2", 240 pounds.
What's his name?
And I think Brian Robinson. And Paul, let me tell you this. The point spreads are all double digits except for Tennessee. Now, that's what scares me. Now, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, Paul?
Well, I think it's a pretty dangerous game in Knoxville. I will also add this. Point spreads don't matter until the season starts because you don't really know what anybody is going to be. So I've seen point spreads change dramatically. Well, guys, thanks. Appreciate you sharing the story. It was really cool. Let's get back to the calls. And Miami is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How's it going, man?
It's going great.
I am a longtime listener and will call you when we were living in Birmingham back in the day.
You
got it, my guy. I worked with your lovely wife, man, back in at St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham.
Did you really?
I did. Back in the day, man, when the show was, man, it was so funny. Had such a blast, man. I want to offer some condolences out to Phyllis and send some out to her family. She is definitely on your Mount Rushmore callers, man. And some names you called on yesterday were Don from Metropolitan Gardens.
Oh, man.
Danny went to Don from downtown.
Don from Metropolitan Gardens, better known as Don, was the first celebrity caller in the history of the show. And this guy, I
attended church with Don.
Is Don still around?
Don is still around from what I heard, doing quite well, and I think he still attends the church that we attended previously.
The Birmingham News, I think, or some magazine, I don't know, maybe it was a magazine, they did a story early on about, I do remember, it was Shelley Stewart and myself. Remember Shelley?
I remember Shelley.
Shelley the Playboy. He was one of the most famous broadcasters in Birmingham history. We went to Don's apartment to take a picture with Don because he called in Shelley's show too, and I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I remember that picture. I just wanted to reach out. I hadn't talked to you in about 20 years or so.
Oh, my goodness. And you're in Phoenix now?
I'm living in Phoenix, and I still listen to the show just to hear about the death of Phyllis. I met Phyllis one time and overheard a conversation with her, and she said she was Phyllis, and she went on to do Phyllis from Mulga, but she wasn't in that radio persona, and she was just talking. She was one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life.
You know, Miami, she was in St. Vincent's one day for something, and I had a friend say, well, why don't you go by? And I said, I don't know. So I finally did, and I think when I walked in, she was ordering some orderly out of the room over something. It was pretty funny to listen to. I said, I didn't mean to interrupt her. But she was so cool, and I've seen her in every imaginable way. And I mean, she was a hardscrabble woman, as you know, but she did not take anything off of anybody. That was what made her so great.
Off of no one, man. If guys and girls could have heard your show back in the day, man, you were must-hear radio.
Yeah, and the thing about Miami is I've listened to some of the tapes lately. We couldn't allow it.
I mean, half the
words that Phyllis used would not pass the current censorship limitations that we have.
You wouldn't be on the air long, my guy. You'd be censored and fined and everything.
Well,
but it was wonderful radio, and I loved it. So I can't thank you.
My favorite, I told Bob Lockamy was on yesterday. I'm sure you remember Bob.
I remember Bob, and I heard him.
But that the trial of Phyllis was by far the craziest afternoon we've ever had on this show. I don't think we have tape of it, but it was priceless.
Oh man, it was must-hear radio. We were playing everything around that window from 2 to 4 hours to just listen to your show. And a friend of mine called in one night, and he just recently passed, man. But we actually played some clips from your show at his ceremony.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yep. Nobody can relate to it now, but we're going back 20, 25 years. And the advent of the Internet, we had a guy named Dave Sibley who did the Feinbaum website before one of the radio stations that we worked for stole it from us. And the website was essentially it was a podcast of the show before the word podcast had ever been heard, and then it was all the clips and every one of these Phyllis clips, Jim from Tuscaloosa, Legend, I Man, Don from Downtown, B.O.B., everyone, and that's really what people say. Well, how did the show take off? It was because people around the country started hearing about it, and they would go and listen to these clips.
It was so much fun. It was much here radio. We had such a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was really. Hey, listen, I am thrilled to talk to you again, Miami. You be well.
I'll be in contact.
Don't be a stranger. Thanks so much. I've had a number of reporters ask me lately about the Phyllis passing and the impact that she's had. And you start remembering various things, but it's to think about the beginning of the Internet really coincided with this show getting a little bit better known. We'll take a break. I don't mean to do so much talking, but we will hear from you when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We're back, and Ryan is up next in Cincinnati. Hello, Ryan. Good afternoon.
Hey, Grim Reaper. How you holding up?
Barely, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very sad to hear about Phyllis. I mean, what a legendary caller. She gave us so many good memories and good laughs, and sad to see her go. I felt the same way about her as I did, when I heard about Tammy and Shane passing. So we got to appreciate everything we got while we have it, because you never know when it's going to be taken away. I'll tell you what's interesting. You were talking about her trial yesterday, and I remember we also put Tammy on trial years ago, if you remember that as well.
I do remember that. I don't know why it doesn't. I mean, I remember, as you said that, I remember it was at Jock's. I now remember the scene. It didn't last long, though, did it?
I remember you had Devin on the stand.
Yeah.
She had to plead the fifth, I think.
Right. I do remember. Devin was her daughter. Yeah, it was the Phyllis trial was about 2 hours. The Tammy's trial, I think halfway through it, I said, we're done.
It just wasn't as good as Phyllis's trial. Nothing was going to top that.
No.
Yeah. Well, Paul, I hope you hang in there because I know she was a good friend of yours. And I enjoyed the previous phone call, too, talking about, calls from the past because me and you have talked about countless great moments from the past.
As we talked, I started remembering, and I know some of you are there is no past on the show. It's a fairly recent thing, whether it's a couple of months ago or a year or two or three ago. But and we're not here to relive it, but when you start thinking about how we got to this point, these people are all very important. And you know, I think the reason why Phyllis is because she became the first viral caller to the show. She was way before the calls started being classified and documented, but once it did, but Phyllis was legendary long before ESPN came along.
Oh yeah, she definitely was. I mean, she had no problem taking on any caller, anybody in your studio. I mean, we remember she just gave us so many great moments, and it's sad that she's gone. And I feel for you. I feel for her family. I never got to meet her, but I know how much she meant to you and how much she's meant to the show.
Well, so, thank you, Ryan. And I think a lot of people don't know this part of it, but things are obviously different. I mean, that goes without saying. We're no longer based where we started the show. We're part of a big company now. There was a time when callers dropping by the show was an everyday occurrence. It was we had an open door policy, and we had a lot of events. So that's how we got to know all these people. Today we do meet people when we're traveling, but we are not exactly in the where our studio is not what I would call the footprint of where the action is with a lot of the callers. Would you agree with that?
It's true.
We're not even close. David is in Little Rock. Hey, David, you're on the air. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call. First time for me to be able to do this, so I'm honored.
Well, thank you.
Well, listen, man, I'm curious what you think about the Razorback football team this year. And the reason I say that is because I feel like we've got a little bit of an identity crisis. We had such a good running back core. You know, but then we've got K.J. Jefferson, and it just seems like when K.J. wasn't firing on all cylinders, we didn't fire as a team. I'm just curious to see what you think about them, how you feel like Sam Pittman's doing. I'd like to just get your viewpoint on it.
David, I'm a little bit concerned because I just see a lot of other programs passing Arkansas, or maybe even with Arkansas. And you know, Arkansas went from an ascending program to, in a matter of a couple of weeks last year, falling off the face of the earth. And that bothered me a lot. And I know it bothered Coach because he alluded to that. In studying the schedule, it is a moderately favorable early season. First three games, I think, are easy to deal with. And then at LSU, A&M, and Ole Miss and Alabama, right there is your entire season, because it could get away from Arkansas quickly if they're not careful.
Yes.
And you know, once again, the A&M game becomes paramount because
it does every year.
Yeah, and I mean, for some reason, if Arkansas doesn't beat LSU, which I don't think they will, I mean, all of a sudden, you could be talking about a four-game losing streak. You know, with then Mississippi State at Florida, Auburn, and Missouri, the back half is. And once you get out of Alabama, it's a lot more manageable. But you don't want to be carrying four losses into any of those games.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's kind of our problem every year. You know, we get built up before the season because we do have so much talent, and I really believe KJ is an excellent quarterback. You know, but it's like if something gets off or he's hurt, or it's like I feel like we're like a snake in the grass. You know, it's like sometimes we can rise up and bite you, but most of the time you never know we're there. You know,
I'm hopeful. We try to be neutral and objective, but I'm pretty much made it obvious. Sam Pittman's one of my favorite coaches around, and he's just so genuine and authentic. And I'm optimistic, but I'm also a little bit concerned about that middle part of the schedule. You be well. Thank you very much. Let's check in with David, who is calling next from Alabama. Hello, David.
Paul, thank you for my call.
Thank you.
Just wanted to remind the audience, big day Sunday, and I was reminded of Coach Bryant's South Central Bell commercial, "Have You Called Your Mama?" And just get everybody
It was one of the greatest, David, it was one of the greatest commercials of all time. And Coach Bryant, a little girl, was it a little girl that came to his door? I'm trying to remember how the commercial started. And somehow
he was addressing the football players, talking about football players would come in. And
that's right. Yeah, he told them. You're right. I'm thinking of two commercials. He told them to make sure that he called their mama. He said, make sure you call your mama. Then he paused and he looked at the camera and said, "I sure wish I could call mine."
And it gets me a little teary-eyed
It is one of the great friend of mine was his company was part of the group. John Forney was part of the group that put it together at Lucky and Forney, and it is one of the most famous sports commercials ever, and it's one of the most effective too. And a lot of them are not, but there wasn't a dry eye in the house as we head toward Mother's Day. We'll take a break here. We still have some time, and if you want to get in, this would be your moment because we have a line or two available at 855-242-7285. We'll remember Phyllis in our final 30 minutes. We'll look ahead to this weekend. We've had a lot of very poignant calls about Mother's Day. We'll recap some of the conversations that we had Wednesday in Birmingham, and we are back with the final 30 minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back. Larry is up next. Larry, good afternoon.
Hey, man. Great job. Hey, thank you so much. It's amazing how much, you've done on this show for Phyllis. And she deserves a bit of it. I spent a lot of time with her right up till the day she left him. And, it's hard when you love somebody and their friendship that we had. Just to watch them slip away is hard, But she talks a lot about you in the show. And she just loved you, Paul. That's all she ever. Anyways.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to be at Paul Bear Monday if I can make it. But anyway.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I spent a lot of time. It's hard to watch somebody pass one. But anyways, thank you, man.
Larry, you hang in there, and we'll be thinking of you all weekend. That is tough. Jim is next.
Oh, I hate to correct you, but I know that story so well because I quoted it before I ever got on your show on the local radio I used to be on frequently in the morning. A little kid in the neighborhood, Coach, a male little kid, about 12-year-old boy, was in the neighborhood, and Coach Bryant's over at High Forest where he lived, knocked on Coach Bryant's door and said, "Coach, could you please let me use your phone?" And said, I need to call my mama and tell her I'm going to be late getting home. He said, come on, son, you can use my phone, and come on in here.
Right.
And the kid got in there, and he said, you know what? He said, I sure wish I could call my mama. That's what he told the kid.
Yeah, you know, as he was talking to me, I remembered the kid at the front door, and then he said it was a team, so I got confused. But, yeah.
Confused, but that's exactly what happened. Right. It was a kid at the front door, and he said, Yes, you sure can. Come on in here, son. He said, I sure wish I could call my mama.
Well, I'm pretty, Jim, I'm pretty sure the last line was, I wish I could call my, she said, I need to call my mama, and he said, I sure wish I could call mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
but I don't think I'm not trying to be picky here. I don't think he used the word mom at the end. I think he just said, I sure wish I could call mine.
Well, he might have said, okay, Paul, you might have me on that. He might have said mother, but I use the term mama.
Well, I mean, it's only been 42 years, so either he said this.
He said he told them players. He said, "Y'all call your mamas and papas and so forth." He always said mamas and papas.
I tell you what, we are going to. I think we're going to try to play it in a minute, Jim. So we'll figure it out.
We're good.
Are we able to do that? Okay. Hold on, Jim. Don't go anywhere. You still there?
Okay.
I'm going to play it to myself here. And then we'll just listen. I don't care. Let me see if I can make sure that I don't get likes. There it is.
Players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrived, we asked them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and
touch someone. There it is. Jim, I swear. The commercial I remember had a kid at the front door, just like you said.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah. But Paul, you heard him. He said mama.
No, he didn't. Did he say
he
it at the end?
Mama, Paul. Play it again.
No, I'm talking
mama,
about at the mama. Very. I mean at the very end, the last line is, I sure wish I could call mine. No, he did say it before that. You are 100% correct.
Okay, you are getting picky, but anyway, that's not the original. The most famous one of all was a kid at the front door.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, that was. Well, listen, we just grabbed it to try to. I think they did two versions. Would you say that's probably pretty accurate?
Obviously so. But you know what, Paul? I got a job done because I got you got the clip on there. And that's what was needed.
Well, no, I agree with you. So that guy was right, but he's not talking about the same one you and I remember.
Right.
Did you ever see him around at all, Jim, in town?
Who, Coach Bryant?
Yeah.
I went to the basketball game in December. I went to the basketball Alabama-Tennessee basketball game in early December. Middle of December, they at Memorial Coliseum, they played Tennessee, and Coach Bryant sat in the middle section down there, and he was there, and I saw a big crowd rise up and let him through because it was about 10 minutes left, about 8 minutes left in the game, and I saw him stand up, and everybody got out of his way. He didn't look at nobody. I'm not trying to brag, but he didn't look at nobody. And he come up the steps, and everybody was standing there, and he passed everybody, didn't say nothing. And I was standing in the corridor, where the big corridor, where you come down, you know, it goes down a little bit downhill, where you go back into where you get your peanuts and go out the door, front door. And when he got to me, he looked up right at me. He looked right up at me. I'm the only one that He looked right at me. I was standing right there by the side, and he walked right by me. And I said, Coach, you don't look like you're feeling well. He said, I'm not, son. I sure ain't. And that's what he said. And he went on down. And I said, I hope you feel better, Coach.
That was right before he died?
He died a month later, Paul.
You know, I don't think I've ever said that. I talked to him a week before he died. And I was always afraid to tell people that because they'd blame me. I interviewed him about some project I was working on and I still had that. I had called him and he called me back, and then I think I finally. But I saved that message. We used to remember messages.
Oh, your messages.
So absolutely.
I mean, you go to your mailbox at the newspaper, and there's a message. Coach Bryant called. I mean, I have to let people think he just called me out of the blue. They didn't want to tell him that I'd called him first.
You still got that message?
I don't. But I had it for a long time though.
Well, I can't tell you what it meant to, for me to see him, and he looked really bad, and I could see he was feeling terrible, and he looked bad. He really looked terrible. He looked older, much older, and I saw, man, he's looking bad, and I just said, Coach, I hope you feel better, and he said, thank you, son.
That's interesting. The day after he died, Jim, I went to his office, and it was really dark, and Linda Knowles was there. You may know Linda. And I was just trying to – I was doing a piece for the next day, an article, and there were a couple of messages still in his box that she had just left there. But, I mean, it was such an eerie, and the door was slightly cracked open, and she was in tears, and it was one of the most memorable I felt badly interviewing her, but I did. But that was what was required. But it was one of the eeriest scenes I'd ever taken part in. But anyway, I'm really glad you told me that story. I've never heard you discuss it.
I heard you say many times this, and I'll just tell you right up close and personal, when you see that man, what an awesome presence he had.
No, I've never, Jim, I've never, I've met some well-known people before. But in the sports world, I have never seen anyone affect a room. I you've heard me say this, I think, but the last game was in at the Liberty Bowl. That's where my mother lived in Memphis. So I took her to a reception or something that Coach brought. I didn't know for sure, but I thought he was going to be there. And he walked in, and it's the closest I've ever seen to somebody parting the Red Sea. It didn't matter who you were, you stopped dead in your tracks, and he walked in, and everybody got out of the way, and he was literally bigger than life, and this was at the end. This wasn't in his prime.
I know. Well, that was the first, when he walked out of that door, I'll guarantee you, that was the first time Elvis ever left the building.
Wow, that's great. Jim, thanks for sharing that story.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break. Back with a few more minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.